we've got another young man with us from Friest, Kevin. Good afternoon, Kevin. Welcome to the Food Talk Show. Thanks for coming on the show. Why don't you tell us about Friest, which is the name of your company?
Yeah, so Friest, we established it in September 2013. It's an 18 product range of different products of popcorn, chocolate, cookies, jam, wafers, and
all the stuff they're waving in front of us. Yeah. You want popcorn? Do you want chocolate?
Yeah. But it is all good. But the difference with us here, sort of stuff is it's all sugar free or no added sugar.
Right. Okay.
So it is. So you've seen all the sugar, the sort of reputation it's getting with Jamie Oliver and different shows. It's a real hot topic in the press and the media.
Absolutely.
So we came up with this here brand, obviously, to as a substitute so that people can still enjoy real nice treats, but it's a guilt-free treat at the end of the day.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Kevin. I mean, people are now becoming more and more aware of how much sugar is in their food and kind of rebelling against that because we don't want to consume that amount of sugar for no reason, especially in products that it shouldn't be in, if you see what I mean. Things that we don't expect it to be in. But you have got things that we do expect sugar to be in because they're nice sweetie treats.
Yes.
But you've either taken the sugar out or you've lowered the sugar or you've used alternative sweeteners.
Yes, so what we use is sweeteners.
Right.
So in most of our products we have maltitol. So maltitol is, it's a lot stronger than, it's sweeter than sugar, so it is about 500 times, 600 times or so. But it also helps prevent tooth decay, so children can even enjoy as much as they want.
Don't tell my children that. Edit that bit out, please.
It prevents, it's sugar that prevents tooth decay. I'm loving it, okay.
So your teeth won't be falling out if you eat a lot of it.
yeah, absolutely.
But in the jams we have sucralose. It's about 700, 800 times the sweet sugar, but it also prevents tooth decay as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So, the dentist friend, you can eat dentally friendly popcorn. I'm sitting here looking at a packet of caramel crunch popcorn.
Lovely packaging as well, isn't it?
It is fantastic packaging. I love the packaging. And it's calling to me. It is calling out my name because...
Oh, we
have some. Yeah. It's going, eat me, Paul. Eat me. Now, you've got some lovely marketing that goes with this. Scrumptious and sugar-free in that order.
Yes.
Absolutely. Cool. And you've bought some products here to show us. You've got white chocolate. Yeah. White chocolate with strawberries, dark chocolate, the caramel crunch popcorn that I mentioned. Did I mention the caramel crunch popcorn?
I think so.
Did I mention the popcorn? Yeah. I think I like the popcorn.
Well, the popcorn is actually very, very good. It actually won a gold award in the Glasner and Irish Awards. So the Glasner and Irish Awards is it's the most consumer recognised awards in Ireland. And in the snack category, the caramel crunch popcorn that's
Wheel free to do it. Wow, okay. Fantastic. That's brilliant stuff. So you've been going 3 years or so. Do you actually produce the food yourself, or are you a distributor, or how does it work?
No, it's mostly produced ourselves.
I'm guessing from your accent that you're based in Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Based
okay. And you've been going 3 years. And how are you getting this to the public? Are you wholesaling it? Are you retailing it? How do we buy it?
Over here in Britain, you can buy it in Morrison's and also Holland & Barth.
Right, okay.
So Holland & Barth recently, it was online, but they have recently put it out to most of their stores. But also in Ireland, it's widely available everywhere, like Tesco, Super Values, the Centres, Dunn Stores. So it's in most retailers in the north of Ireland and the south of Ireland.
Okay, I've just spotted this hiding behind your laptop. You were trying to keep this away from me, weren't you? This is sugar-free marshmallows.
Okay.
Did you spot that?
I didn't know, because it was hiding behind the laptop.
Christy, you had them hidden. I know you did. You can't fool me.
I won't hear it said.
You were going to pop some of those in your coffee next, I know.
Hot chocolate. Kevin, can we try some?
Yes,
what can we try? Can we try the popcorn?
Try the popcorn. Okay. I'm opening this here
for you. Okay. Do
you
smell
that?
I can. I'm actually a fan of popcorn.
But also, what I should point out about some of the products as well is, even though the whole range is primarily based around sugar-free, some of the products are gluten-free as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And dairy-free. So gluten-free products include the marshmallows, the popcorn, the jams, and also the chocolates.
Right.
And dairy-free, you're talking the lightly sea-salted popcorn, the sweet and salty popcorn, and the marshmallows and the jam.
So you're making it really accessible for all types of people that are conscious about what they're eating, be it for allergy or for health.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Fantastic.
You keep talking, I'm eating. I have to say, look, quite often when you sample sugar-free stuff, it's okay, but you know, you go,
you can get that twang of the, of the sweet. The
but the popcorn just tasted like popcorn.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
It just tasted like popcorn. It was popcorn.
When we are doing the products and when we're doing a lot of innovation and stuff like that, there, like, the main objective of making the products is to get them scrumptious.
Yeah.
Even though they are sugar free, they have to be tasty. People have to like them, and people have to eat them.
Absolutely. And you've certainly done a job on that.
It makes them really easy to swap, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, if you just put that in a bowl and not in the packet and gave it to me, it wouldn't have dawned on me that it was sugar free or, you know, gluten free or anything. I would have just assumed it was a bag of popcorn. Basically,
yeah, normal stuff.
So, yeah, normal stuff.
So job done,
fabulous.
Yes.
That's a great job.
So, where can we get them?
Yeah, sorry.
you go.
But I'm interested in this because, really, with a product like that, it means you don't need the other stuff anyway. It's just superfluous.
Yeah.
Because that tastes just as good, if not better, and it hasn't got any of the other rubbish in it that you don't particularly want. So, fantastic. So, sorry to interrupt you.
Sorry, I was being a little bit keen. Where can we buy these? Do we get them online or...?
So you can buy them in Holland Bart and Morrison's in Britain.
That's
in Britain.
Stores, yeah.
Yeah. So, and you can get, obviously, Holland and Bart have their online platform, so you can buy them online there. And then in the north and south of Ireland, that's in most of the major retailers there.
Fantastic. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on the Food Talk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for
showing us your fabulous products. I absolutely love the popcorn.
And letting us eat them.
Yeah, that was the important
thing.
That was the important thing. Yeah. Kevin, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the show, and thank you for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me. Thanks very much.